Donald Trump is fast approaching the completion of 100 days in office. Let's learn how the public grades the president on a scale of 1 to 100 with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, I suspect the president would give himself high marks. He said this week that, quote, no administration has accomplished more in the first 90 days. Does the public agree?
Well, it depends on how you look at the data, but I would say no. One way that we have of measuring presidents in the context of other presidents is our classic approval rating, and his have fluctuated some, as low as 35% after the health care bill did not get passed in the House, of course. That effort failed. It's been up a little higher. Actually, right now at the end of this week, it's at 43%, but if we want to average out his first quarter in office, which would go through April 20th, his approval rating has been 41%. Context, that's the lowest for the first quarter of any president we have, and that goes back to Dwight Eisenhower when he first took office. It's quite a bit lower. The next lowest first quarter in office was Bill Clinton, which would have been back in 1993 at 55%, and then all the numbers go up from there. The highest, you'll want to know, John Kennedy, who had a 74% job approval rating in his first quarter in office, which would have been back in 1961.
Would you consider that Bill Clinton rating of 55% the first breach whereby partisanship became more and more the rule?
Yes, and that's an excellent point. One of the reasons that Donald Trump is not doing well is that he gets almost no approval from Democrats. In fact, over the last 3 months, 9% is the number. That's been Donald Trump's approval rating among Democrats. His approval rating among his own party, Republicans, is up in the 80% range, and that's actually about where other presidents have been recently. So what's really hurting Donald Trump is that 9% among Democrats. And then if you look over time, you see that presidents' approval ratings in their first quarter among people who identify with the opposing party have been going down, down, down. And that's germane to your comment about Bill Clinton. He still did better. His approval rating was about 30% among the opposing party, which would have been Republicans, when in his first quarter in office. But the Bushes, particularly George W. Bush, had lower ratings, and Obama had a lower rating among the opposing party, which for Obama would have been Republicans, and now Trump's even lower. So if you look at the graph, the approval ratings that a president gets now among people who identify with the other party have been coming down, down, down as polarization has gone up, up, up. So one of Trump's problems, and I think it would have been Hillary Clinton's problem, had she been elected, she would have been getting very low ratings among Republicans. In a polarized environment today, it's hard to get high approval ratings because you've got to bring over some people from the other side, and that's very hard to do.
Across political parties, I believe one can still say that Americans rally round the flag, and with foreign affairs very much in the news the past week or so, have we seen an uptick in the president's ratings?
We didn't see an immediate one after he ordered the missiles launched from destroyers in the Mediterranean at the Syrian airfield. His approval rating both right before that was on a Friday, but going through Thursday and then Saturday's Sunday, Monday right after that, stayed almost exactly the same. Now, this week right now, 43% is his approval rating near the end of the week as we're talking here, Dave, so it's up a couple of points. But we did not see a classic rally effect, which occurs sometimes when something happens internationally, and in the short term, the president's approval rating goes.